Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Ada Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I also have the divine privilege to be the pastor of New Vision for Life Ministry. And I would love to say good morning to my co-host this morning. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Tabika Garnes. Glad to be here this morning. What a lovely day. And I can't believe that it's Saturday again already.
I know, I know. It's amazing, you know, like just it seemed like it was just yesterday or 2 days ago that we were here, you know, and
right.
And here we are again. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's all right. Time flies fast when you're having fun, all right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Amen, amen. And I am really excited this morning about the day. I, of course, have the privilege of sitting in a hotel room, and I'm sitting here at a desk, and I'm looking out the window, and the sun is shining bright, and looking at all the cars traveling up and down the road, and all that good stuff, and I'm just happy to be alive. I'm happy to be alive, and I thank God for it. And of course, you know, Tabika, the reason I'm in the hotel was due to a brief fire, a short contained fire in my apartment, and so I am here while they're getting things together over there. And, you know, my children were like, why are you so excited about being housed in a hotel? Mother, you've been, you know, in and out of hotels since 1983. You know, I did it for business. I did it for conferences and, you know, five-star hotels and all of the amenities and all that stuff. You know, so what is so exciting about being in the hotel right now? You know, this is nothing exquisite. It's what the Holiday Inn Express, you know, so it's a, you know, it's just a regular hotel. What is so exciting about being there? And I thought about that and thought about that, and I said, well, I'm here. I'm not on business. I'm not going to a conference. I don't have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and try to get to breakfast, you know, by 8 o'clock in the morning so I could be at the conference or a business meeting, you know, no later than 8:30 and all of that stuff. You know, no pressure, just total time of relaxation, total time of relaxation. And I am excited about it. However, even though I said total time of relaxation, you know me, you know, I'm still handling counseling calls, still doing, you know, what other business I have to take care of, I'm still handling it. But it was just, it's just enjoyable. It's just relaxing. I can't tell you. You hear, look, I slept well last night. I slept peacefully last night.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I am excited. I am excited. And with that being said, let me say good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson. God bless you. Joyce in New York, God bless you. Prophetess Kim, bless you, woman of God. My best and longest friend, Teresa Duval, God bless you, precious heart. God bless you. To the Crawfords in Tennessee, love you. God bless you. May the peace of God be with you. With Isaiah in Chicago, and then Isaiah in Pennsylvania, to Deacon Banks, God bless you, to all of the members, oh, Prophetess Dorn, too. So to all of the members of New Vision that chime in or check in with us, you know, on Saturdays, God bless you all. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I tell you, I'm excited. I am excited. And, beloved, go ahead, honey. Do your due.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just want to say good morning to each and every one of you that are listening this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your loyalty and your dedication. We truly appreciate that. I always say that you could be doing something else on your Saturday morning, especially those of you that may have worked all week. You could be doing something else on your Saturday morning, but you choose to come here. And for that, we are forever grateful. We are forever grateful. And just give glory to God because of him. He chose. You know, he chose us to do this and to this platform. Yes, and we don't take it lightly. And we know that, you know, the things that we talk about, they are helping someone. Even if no one ever says it, you know, we know that it is helping someone. And we know that you guys are sharing some of the stuff that you are hearing here on this show. So we just want to give God the glory because it's because of him. Nothing that we have done is truly because of him. And because, you know, we dedicate this show back to him. We keep him at the forefront of the show because, again, it's his doing. It's his show, you know. So God be the glory for that. I just wanted to announce that I am a co-author in a book called Woman of Virtue, Walking in Excellence. So it's an inspirational, they're inspirational stories of character, wisdom, courage, and strength. There is a virtual book launch on November the 21st at 1 p.m. And I believe the tickets are $20, if I'm not mistaken. So I am going to post that on my Facebook page, and if any of you are interested, I think my Facebook name is Tabika, T-A-I-B-I-K-A, Henson, H-E-N-S-O-N, and then it's hyphen Garnes, G-A-R-N-E-S.
Also, put it on New Vision's page, too, for those, New Vision and Heart to Heart, put it on those two pages. You know, so if somebody can't remember your name, they definitely can remember the Heart to Heart because that's where they're hearing this, and they know we are from New Vision. So put it on all three of those pages. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Will do.
Amen. Look at there, y'all. Our co-host is a co-author. And not only is she a co-author for this book, she's a co-author, contributing author in this book, but she has also authored her own book, and she released that book, would have been about, 2 years, 2 or 3 years now?
It's been 6 years, beloved.
It was
2014.
Serious,
honey. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes,
my
ma'am.
Goodness.
I know it seems like 2 years ago.
Yes. Lord Jesus, I'm telling you. Like I said, time flies fast when you're having fun. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Oh, gosh. And with me being so up, and I'm going to tell y'all something else, but I forgot to mention Tamika Shelton. Good morning to you, beloved. You know, she's my first heart when it comes to the radio show. So good morning to her as well. And, you know, I know we haven't prayed yet. I didn't forget, but let me say this. This show and the people that I mentioned, these are the faithful few that are here every single week. And we have become such a family, I mean, to the point, I thought it was awesome that if someone isn't going to be on the show or be here to hear the show,
I'm not sure what happened, but it looks like we may have lost Apostle. I'm sure she'll be dialing right back in. But wait a minute, you guys. I'm going to give her a couple seconds to dial back in. She may not know that she lost her signal because, again, she's in that hotel room, and I don't think the connection is all that great. Okay, give me 1 second. I apologize. If you guys can hold for 1 quick second, I'm going to dial her number and let her know that she lost connection. So hold on 1 second, please. Thank you. She is dialing back in now, so just give her a couple seconds, and we'll get right back to what she was speaking on. 1 second. Oh, man. When things like this happen, we don't know why, but they happen. Technology is not all the way perfect, but we still give God the glory. Amen. 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 So just a couple of seconds. She should be back in real quick. And again, thank you for your patience and thank you for holding on. Thank you so much for holding on. Well, while we are waiting for her, there she is. Okay.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And Minister Tabika, thank you. You know, I don't know what all went on while I was gone, but thank you, you know, for still carrying on and keep being prepared, because I have been having, you know, more trouble than usual with my phone, and my calls have been dropping like crazy. They just totally disconnect for no reason at all. So, you know, if it happens again, just carry on, you know. One monkey don't stop no show, as they used to say.
Yes, man.
Amen, amen. So what was I saying before we got so rudely interrupted?
To be honest, when I lost you, I was like, uh-oh. So
okay, I remember. Okay, about the people being accountable. That's what it was.
Okay, yeah.
About how the people, you know, call me and tell me that they're not going to be able to be on the air. And, you know, who does that? And it's not like they have a speaking part. You know, it's not like they're getting paid or anything. But just because they are the faithful callers here on a weekly basis, it amazes me that they treasure this show enough to let me know, Apostle, I won't be there this morning, you know, or whatever the case may be. So I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. And I also, before we pray, I also want to share one more, one other testimony that came from Joyce Richardson. This is Tamika's mom, and you hear, I normally mention Tamika first and then Joyce and Lester Richardson, and Joyce is Tamika's mother. And she definitely is the one that has been, she's our longest time listener. If we've been doing this for 7 or 8 years, however many years it is, she is the longest listener. She listened from the very first show. So, so I wanted to read a text that she sent me last night. And she said, I will be at acupuncture tomorrow, but I will be on the call as much as possible. I had a 90-year-old friend share her very vivid dream with me. I asked all the questions I had learned. I talked to her about finding an interpreter. She said her mom was an interpreter. She said, learning lots on your show, learning lots on your show. So the questions that she asked were the questions that she learned while listening to us about dealing with dream interpretation. And this is what makes us keep coming back, you know, to know that the information that we are sharing with you is somehow, some way, you're finding it useful. And you may not find every show useful, but whatever it is that you're getting out of the show, you are getting it, and you keep coming back. So once again, I want to say good morning to you all, and I love you, Tabika, Minister Tabika, and I appreciate you more than words can say. We truly appreciate you. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, we honor you, we bless you. We magnify your holy name because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, and God, there is none like you. I thank you for this awesome, beautiful, and wonderful day. I thank you, Lord God, because it is the day that you have made, and according to your word, we are to rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father, I ask that your spirit spread throughout this line, spread throughout the internet where people are listening to this on the internet. Holy Spirit, move by your amazing power and let every single person that hears our voice today find a reason to give you praise. Hallelujah. Find a reason to rejoice in this day, Lord God. Father, I know the days are not perfect for us. I know there are people suffering all over the nation, oh God, all over the world. I know it, Lord God. Hallelujah. But God, I thank you for another opportunity where we can see the awesomeness of you, where we can see you answering prayers, where we can see you handling problems and situations, oh Lord God, that we are not able to handle on our own. And yet, yes, God, in the midst of it, for those that are dying for your namesake, oh God, for those who have put their lives on the line in order to share the gospel, the good news, the news that is too good to be true, for those that have done this, Lord God, Father God, I thank you for the sacrifice that they have made that others may hear about your son Jesus and the sacrifice that he made, oh God. Father, I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to share the information that we share, Father, so that others could be healed, delivered, and set free. Lord God, let your will be done here on earth and in each one of these earthly vessels as it is done in heaven. I bind up the hand of the enemy, oh God. I bind up the hand of the enemy. Even, what Holy Spirit, I guess, injected this thought. The enemy has already been defeated. He has already been defeated by the death and the resurrection of our Christ. We have got to come to the place, hallelujah, that we know that this is what has happened. We understand it, and then we begin to operate in that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Father God, instead of me binding right now the hand of the enemy, Lord God, I bind the thoughts that have come to us that causes us to still be in agreement with who we were before the cross, Lord God, who we were before the cross, Lord God. Lord, our low self-esteem, our spirit of rebellion and rejection, Lord God, and bitterness and hatred and unforgiveness. God, I bind these spirits in the name of Jesus. God, I cancel the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord, may we walk in the prosperity of your word. May we walk in the victory of your word. Holy Spirit, reach out and touch the single mom that's raising her children all by herself. Lord God, those that are hungry, Lord God, because there's not enough money to get by, not enough money to put food on the table, not enough money to pay the rent. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, move this morning because you are our provider. God, I pray for the man that he's even raising his family by himself, Lord God. I pray for the man, oh God, who was the breadwinner in the family and lost his job due to this pandemic. And as things are even opening back up, so many businesses are not opening up, Lord God. So many businesses are not rehiring and taking back the people that they had to let go. God, help them in the name of Jesus. Help them. Those that are in the hospital, Lord God, in nursing homes, in prisons, and Lord God, in mental institutions, oh Lord God, in any form of shelter or confined residency, Lord God. Lord, let them know that in you there is freedom, Lord God, in their spirit, that they are free, and Lord God, in you. And Father, for this we do say thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that we walk in the victory of the cross. We walk in the victory, Lord God. We walk in knowing that by the stripes on your son's back, Lord God, that we are healed. We are healed. We are saved. We are made whole, Lord God, due to the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray praise your holy name. I thank you that because of his death and resurrection, oh God, that we are protected, that you are a keeper. You are a keeper, and you keep us, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that no matter what it is that we've gone through, that we will come to the place of realizing that every trial, every tribulation that we face, oh, glory to God, that, Father, it is being used by you to receive glory, oh God. And your word tells us, oh God, your word tells us that what the enemy meant for bad, you take it, you turn it around, and you make good come out of it, oh God. So, Father, we thank you. I know there's some things that have happened in some people's life, and they're saying, how can good come out of it? Wait long enough. Wait on the Lord, and he will reveal what has come out of it. He will reveal it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I honor you, Lord God. Father, I bless you tremendously. I bless you tremendously, oh Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus, Yeshua's name, the master of all, hallelujah, the Messiah, hallelujah, glory to God, Emmanuel, God with us. God, I praise your holy name, Lord God. I worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, glory, glory to your holy name, Father God. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
I say, oh, glory
thank
to your
you,
name,
Jesus.
Lord God. I thank you, Father,
yes,
for this day. I thank you, Lord
yes,
God.
Jesus.
I thank you. I thank you for this day, Lord God.
Yes,
I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit,
yes,
for this
yes,
day.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord God. Oh, oh God.
Thank you,
thank
God.
You. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh,
yes,
Lord God.
God,
may the spirit of gratefulness, Lord, may each one on this line be grateful for things seen and unseen, oh God, blessings known and unknown to us, oh Lord God. May we be grateful just because you are God, grateful because you allowed us to see another day. God, I am grateful, I am grateful, I am grateful. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes. Yes.
Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
thank
God.
You,
thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Wow, Lord Jesus. Well, beloved, again, you know this is heart to heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. If there's anything you'd like to say, please do not be afraid to press 1 on your keypad, and we will definitely pull you in. If you want to comment on anything that has been shared already, praise be unto God. If you want to just to give God a hallelujah praise, you know that's all right. I'll stop the show just so you can say thank you to him. Praise be unto God. Amen. Amen. And with that being said, I'm going to turn this over now into the hands of Minister Tabika and ask her to go ahead and get us started in our topic for today. God bless you.
Yes,
go
yes.
ahead, woman of God. Mm.
Amen. Ooh. Amen. All right. All right. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, you're so wonderful. You're mighty. You're marvelous. Lord God, you're awesome. There is none like you, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank
you. Thank
you. We think about the things that you have brought us through, Lord God. We can do nothing, Lord God, but say thank you. Nothing but just say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you that through this, we're almost at the end of the year, Lord God. And I just pray that we come out of this with grateful hearts. If this time is not teaching us anything else, Lord God, I pray that it's giving us a grateful heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because even in this pandemic, God, you have shown up in ways, Lord God, that have blown our minds, Father. And, Lord, we're just grateful. There's nothing else to say, Lord God. We're just grateful. Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Our topic today, you know, you don't have to worry, you know, 10 reasons why you truly have nothing to worry about. And, you know, we worry about things, and it's things that we cannot change. And sometimes we get caught up in that worry, and it causes other things to take place, like depression and anxiety. You know, it causes us to move ahead of God because we're just impatient about the situation before us, or a circumstance, or a loved one, whatever it may be. And yes, we worry about our loved ones, especially when they're not in God, in right standing with God. You know, we worry about our loved ones. We worry about our lights getting cut off if we don't have the money to pay, you know, the gas and electric bill. We worry about our car being taken if we can't pay the car payment, you know. So there are a lot of things that we worry about that God truly doesn't want us to worry about. And but naturally, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do. And, you know, people may say, you know, you shouldn't worry about that. And they make it seem like it's so easy that, you know, you shouldn't worry about those things that I just mentioned. And I believe that if we were as close to God as we should be, you know, if we were really close to the Lord like we should be, we really wouldn't worry. We would give those circumstances to him, and we would say, Lord, that's your problem. I'm not going to worry about it. You know, I'm putting it in your hands, and I'm letting you take care of it. And if we just truly left it there, you know, we would be okay. We would be concerned about stuff, but not worrying about it. It's okay to be concerned about something, but it's a different thing to worry about it, because worrying, again, can cause sickness in your body.
Yes.
But when you're concerned about something, you may address it. You know, you're going to pray about it. And then, like I said, you're going to put it in God's hands, and we're going to leave it at his feet. But what happens is some of us do that, and me too. You know, we do that. Mm-hmm. We pray about it. We give it to him. And then when we're looking at the situation and it seems like nothing is changing, we go back. And we take it back, and we say, God, you're not moving fast enough, so I'm gonna take care of it myself. You know, and then we mess it up. So, you know, right, amen? So one of the reasons that you have nothing to worry about is because God reigns supreme. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. And that's all that it is to it. He knows everything before we do. He knows the outcome before we do. So, you know, he reigns over that situation. He reigns over that loved one. He reigns over that person that keeps nitpicking, trying to get you to react to him or her. He reigns. Our all-knowing God controls the universe. He spoke to the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, "I am God and there is no other. There is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do." And that's Isaiah 46:9-11. Amen. God's desires will prevail. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul wrote, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." That's Ephesians 1:11. So while we have freedom to choose, God will use all events to fulfill his aim, to glorify his name. Not our name, not our situation, not our circumstance, not our trials or tribulation, to glorify his name. So God's intentions for the universe can be hindered. And while I think about that, I think that some of the situations that we do go through is just for that, for him mm-hmm. to glorify his name. And I think we get so caught up in the situation and because it hurts so bad and everything, and I get it, that we forget that that's what his aim is to glorify his name. That means that if you're in a situation and somebody's watching you go through this situation and you mess it up, you know, you messed it up. But if you go through this situation and you just give it to him and that person is watching, that person is watching how you go through this situation and you give God the glory. You give God the glory through it because God sees everything that we go through. He knows the issue. He already knows these things. God help us, Lord. He already knows these things. He already sees these things. He already knows how he's going to help us through these things. But we're so impatient. We are I want it my way society, a group of people. You know, I want it like fast food. We're in a situation and we want it to be done and over with that same day, but God is doing something in us to glorify his name, to make others want to be a part of the kingdom. But if mm-hmm. we're going through a situation and we're complaining and we're murmuring and we're gossiping and we're doing all this stuff, how will God get the glory from that? He's not. What's going to happen? People are going to say, oh, I don't want to serve a God like that. They're going to say, if they watch you and you're complaining or you're mean and you're nasty, but you say that you love God, they're going to look at you and your situation like, oh, they say they love God, but I don't think I want to serve their God because he's mean or he don't really help or he see you going through this and he don't do anything about it. So we just have to be careful when we're going through stuff and situations and how we treat people and what we say to people and think about what it is that we're going to say before we say it, because one word that we say out our mouth can cause somebody to turn away from God.
Absolutely.
Yes. Number two is nothing can separate us from God. This is Apostle, you know, favorite scripture, Romans 8 and 35. Look at that. And it's in one of the reasons you truly have nothing to worry about. So believers in Jesus are secure forever. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Apostle Paul wrote that. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There was a lot of stuff in there. There was a lot of stuff in there. And none of that stuff can separate us from the love of God. We got to praise him on that. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In John 10:27-28, Jesus taught, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. No one, nothing, you guys. Really? Not even this pandemic. Not even this third wave that's coming. None of that, you guys, can snatch us out of his hand. We're guaranteed his love for eternity. And this is why we're wanting to talk about this, because we're in this third wave of this pandemic. And, you know, people are going to start going through that again, worrying and maybe losing their job. I don't know. But we have to hold fast and hold on to this scripture, Romans 8:35-39. Just read that. Put it on your wall. Do something, because the things that are coming up against us, it's really going to take many of us out if we're not rooted and grounded in God's word. Amen, Apostle?
Yeah. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise be unto God. And that last sentence that you just said is so vitally important. You see, the unsaved does not have this assurity. The unsaved cannot walk in the peace of God during these trying times. It is those that are saved who are able to find the peace in the midst of all of this, being as precautious as we can be, you know, doing the right thing, but having a peace of heart, you know, that what Jesus did for us, you know, it goes on to the end. This is what is called the blessed assurance. To God be the glory. And so number three in this is the fact that Jesus won the victory on the cross, y'all. He won the victory on the cross. Moments before his death, he said, "It is finished." That's one of the last seven sayings of Christ on the cross. And he meant that. He meant that. It is finished. Beloved, he's telling us that he died in our place. He took our punishment for sin. He fulfills his purpose that was set before the creation of the world to redeem mankind. God knew that man would fail, but God still wanted to give us the choice to choose between being obedient to him or obedient to anything and anyone else. He gave us a choice, which real love does. Real love does not command us and say that you're just going to love me and nobody else, and I'm going to see to it that you don't love anybody else. No, baby, you got a choice. And those that have chosen to accept what Jesus did, the provision that he made, we don't have to pay the price for something that has already been paid for. That's like me going out here and buying you a house. And I pay for the house. They give me the keys. I come to you and I said, "Beloved, here is the key to your home. This is bought and paid for. You don't have to worry about a thing. You don't even have to worry about the taxes. Look, I'm going to take care of the taxes for as long as you live here, as long as you keep this in your name. It's bought and paid for. You would be a fool to go to the bank and try to get a loan out to pay for the house. It's paid for. It is already paid for. Baby, our sins, the price that we had to pay for our sins has been paid for. There's no other price to be paid. We can rejoice knowing that Jesus has won the victory over sin and death. He has won the victory over it. That's why we have eternal life. This physical body, these skins and bones may die and pass away. Beloved, but our soul, our spirit, man, goes on forever. We do not die. We do not die. We walk in victory, and we can have victory right here on earth. Walking in the victory over what God has done. Those that have been addicted to drugs and sex and all kinds of things that they've been addicted to and have tried many ways to get out of it with the help of the Holy Spirit, praise be unto God, you can cancel that and no longer let that have a hold on you. You can be set free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And with that being said, then God turns our weaknesses into strength. That's number four. He turns our weaknesses into strength. The Apostle Paul, you know, he's a great man of faith. He's seen many prayers answered, and he suffered from an unknown ailment. And when he suffered, he begged God three times to take it away from him. And instead of God taking it away, God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, son. My grace is sufficient, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And Paul declared, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weakness and insults, in hardship, in persecution, and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10. If God can turn Paul's weaknesses into strength, beloved, he can do the same for you. He can do the same for you. I don't know how many of you might remember Joni Erickson Tada. She is one that really relied on God's strength. She is the one that became a paraplegic after an accident. And she said, "My weakness, being a quadriplegic, is my greatest asset because it forces me into the arms of Christ every single morning when I get up. If God allows persistent struggles, we can trust his grace will be sufficient. Beloved, do you know how many of us wouldn't pray if we didn't have something wrong in our lives? How many of us would not go to Jesus? Do you know how many stop reading the Bible when everything is going well in their lives? You know, you just stop doing things because it's all well. And the minute something goes wrong, we're crying out to our Lord and Savior. And so, therefore, doing those things, even through this pandemic, even through the racial issues that we have, the racism that we have going on here in America, even with our voting and election situation, beloved, how many of us have been drawn down to neology, had to get on our knees and pray more than we prayed before. Yes, because something is facing us that we did not bargain for, and it is causing us to pray. Honey, nothing can separate us from the love of God, and he's there always to be with us throughout every situation. And just one other scripture that I have for us in Romans 8, and baby girl read definitely, you know, my favorite part of the scripture, but I just want to, with this, do Romans 8 and verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, beloved.
Yes. And one day I was at work, and I heard Holy Spirit say that some of us continually go through stuff, or some of us, I can't remember what he said verbatim, I wrote it down, but it's at work. Some of us go through things often because that's the only time that he really hears from us. And I was like, wow, you know, like, oh, okay, well, that could be the answer for somebody if they're saying, you know, why do I keep going through, you know, what I'm going through? Because that's the only time he hears from you, and he wants to hear from us. He wants to talk to us just like we get on the phone and we talk to our best friends all the time, and we always have something to talk to our best friends about. That's the same, you know, he wants to be our friend just like that. He wants us to, you know, talk to him all the time. And sometimes we just don't. And Lord, for that I repent. Amen. The fifth reason is we can face anything knowing he provides what we need to get through it. Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, wrote, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. And that second Peter verses 1, 3, and A. The next one is this is still part of the fifth reason. God gave us Holy Spirit, who empowers us. His inspired written word in scripture for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, 1 Timothy 3:16, and the privilege to approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That's Hebrews 4 and 12. So, you know, he has already given us everything that we need for life and godliness. He has already given it to us. Now, it's up to us to use it. You know, he's not going to force us to use these things. He gives us free will. And some people be like, well, God gave us free will. So in their mind, they thinking they can just do whatever it is that they want to because God has given them free will. But I believe that free will meant that he gave us the free will to choose whether we wanted to follow him or not. Like, he's not forcing us to follow him. Not that you have the free will to just sin all you want to and whatever else that, you know, comes with that people call fun. But it was the fact that he's not forcing us to choose him. He's given us a choice to choose him. Amen. Number six, our suffering will be overshadowed by the glory to be revealed. So to reassure early believers in Rome who faced continual persecution, Paul wrote, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. Paul endured torture and imprisonment for his faith. Yet instead of being apprehensive, he focused on heaven. He continued to obey God, trusting the future to him. God gave these encouraging words to the prophet Isaiah. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will be remembered, nor the former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Isaiah 65:17. So when we enter his glory for eternity, earthly sorrows will fade. And these, that's why it's so important that we spend that time in the word, because these things that and the people went through in the Bible, sometimes that's some of the things that we're going through or similar, and we just read and watch how they handled it and how they got through it. And that's inspiration and hope for us that, you know, we're going to how to handle the situation and how we're going to get through it. Amen, Apostle?
Amen, amen. Praise be unto God. Next, we need to understand, you know, that we know that with all the stuff that is going on, anxiety, you know, rises. Our anxiety level increases, and the anxiety attacks our mind. So with number seven is we have the most powerful resource available to help us out with that, and that is prayer. We take back our thoughts with prayer, which loosens worry's grip. I don't know how many of you, you know, experience this, but when you go before God and you, you know, about something that's going on in your life, whether it's with your spouse, yourself, your children, your parents, grandchildren, you know, the job, whatever it is that touches your heart, and you go before God, you go before him burdened. You go before him, you know, just worried and concerned so much about whatever it is. Ah, glory to God. But when you begin to pray, you know, and pour your heart out before God, when you begin to seek him and then you praise him in your prayer, there is a lifting of the anxiousness. There's a lifting of the concerned, it seems to float off of you, and then you begin to feel the presence of God coming into the atmosphere, into the room, into your car, wherever you pray. You begin to fill up with tears. Some of you have been so bottled up, you know, that you won't even let the tear be released, but you can feel it welling up within you, and so forth. So, honey, the prayers. Our prayers loosens the grip that worry has on us. Paul said in Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, I want to read it from the Bible because I want to encourage you to please get the scriptures that we are giving you. Go back and read them. But Paul said in Philippians 4 and 7, be careful for nothing. That means be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto him, unto God, and may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Beloved, did you hear that? Be anxious for nothing. In every situation, by prayer and petition, supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends, that passes all understanding, it will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. That is so vitally important. Even this morning when I was praying our opening prayer and just like, God, I'm so grateful. God, I am so grateful. Beloved, you know, like most of the time, the people in my life and in Tabika's life, you know, the people have no idea idea some of the stuff that we are going through, the stuff that we are suffering through, the stuff that we have concern about with our children, our grandchildren, you know, the church itself, you know, the members of the church. They have no idea what it is, because we walk in a place where the peace of God is keeping us. It's keeping our hearts rooted and grounded in the word. It keeps our mind in Christ Jesus. We're constantly having to pray and so forth. You know, one of our intercessors and prophets, Prophetess Dorn and Prophetess Lita, both of them, they are before God more than I can count in the day, the hours. They are before him, and I've told New Vision, you know, that many of you have no idea how your situation got turned around because somebody else was praying for you. And prayer is the thing that is the most powerful resource that we have available when we are dealing with anxiety. Let the peace of God keep you, and then people will begin to see you and ask you, how can you be so peaceful when the world is turning upside down? How can you be so peaceful and look like you're full of joy when your son is in jail, when your grandson is in a mental institution, when your children are having babies out of wedlock, when your husband is having an affair, when this, that, and the other, when the pandemic and everybody's walking around scared, and we got, you know, you got a black son or grandson that's dealing with the racism, might get stopped by the police. How can you walk in peace during these times? How can you? Because we're rooted and grounded in the word of God. Those things that we're talking about, honey, a lot of them, we have no power within ourselves to change any of those things. But the power in prayer will change the heart of the king, will turn the laws of the nation around, will do all kinds of things that will make things come to where God wants it to be. We have got to walk in the peace of God, going starting through prayer. Amen. And then hallelujah, number eight, we walk by faith and not by sight. And that's part of what we just, honey, by faith and not by sight. In Hebrews, we learn about the faithful lives of early believers. All of these people, Hebrews 11, verse 13 and 16, is that all of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things that were promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. They were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Sweetheart, Christians throughout life have remained faithful in the midst of wars, persecution, poverty, tragedy. They looked forward to their true home, which was in heaven. We cannot walk in faith and worry simultaneously. Worry wants to see. Faith trusts in the unseen. And you know, when I was looking at that, I thought about the fact that Martin Luther King, and then let's take it back to the slaves that escaped and made routes for others to escape. They went back and got them. You know, when those slaves escaped, they had no idea where they were going, but they got out. They saw their freedom in the future. They had faith that somewhere there's something better than this, and they went towards it. They went towards it. Martin had a dream. Reverend King had a dream that this is the way it should be, and he fought for it. At that moment, it was unseen, but he fought for that freedom. Beloved, when women could not vote, when blacks could not vote, somebody saw it in the future. Somebody saw there was a possibility, and by faith, they worked towards that coming to pass. Beloved, whatever it is God has placed in you, whatever it is that God has placed in you, by faith, you keep going towards that thing. You know, and especially when it's something that's going to benefit not just you, but other people. You know, what Martin Luther King did, it changed things in our nation. With the slaves who made a way for other slaves to be free and live a life that in the beginning it wasn't like the white man lived it, but God knows it was better than that living under slavery. So a lot of people didn't get to experience the joy of it. Martin didn't get the chance to experience the joy of what it is he marched for, but it came to pass. So there may be things that God has placed in your heart, beloved, that you are supposed to go forth, that you are supposed to.
Uh-oh. Did we lose her again? Yep. Okay, we lost her again, so she'll be connecting back in a few minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and continue on to the next one, which is, this is number 9, and it's We're Never Alone. So pain, trouble, and sorrow are part of life in this fallen world, but the beloved 23rd Psalm King David wrote, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 23:4. In his last instructions, Jesus gave this encouragement, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:20. Jesus' disciples learned about trusting him while on a lake during a furious storm. Fearing for their lives while Jesus slept, the disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. He replied, you are of little faith. Why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Matthew 8:25-26. So when unexpected storms rage, he's right beside us, you guys. He's right there with us. He's right there in it with us. When we're going through a storm where it looks like we're going to drown or it looks like we're just not going to make it out, he is with us. It's our faith. Our faith has to go before us and know that God is right beside us. And sometimes he's right in front of us, and we just got to see and follow him right out of the storm. So, you know, yes, some of our storms are really heavy. They really hurt. But if we keep our eyes on the Lord, he is right there with us, and he's working things out, and he's leading us out of that storm. Jesus destroyed our enemies. Great stories often end with an epic battle between good and evil, and evil seems to be winning until good prevails. These all reflect the true battle, except in reality there's no contest. Teaching how Jesus defeated Satan, our enemy, Paul wrote, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross, Colossians 2:15. Some worry about the rise of the Antichrist, yet Paul recorded, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming, 2 Thessalonians 2:8. So even in the times that we are in now, God is winning. Evil, this thing that we're going through, it may feel evil in nature, but God is winning. We are winning because we are part of his kingdom. And so, you know, he has already taken care of this pandemic. We just have to have faith that we're getting through it. We have to speak over ourselves. We have to speak to the situations that we won't become a victim of the pandemic, no matter if we lose our job, you know. It, God forbid, even if we test positive, that's not the end, you know.
Amen.
And all the things that people are saying, you know, about you know, this pandemic and everything that everybody's going through, and now the election is coming up, and people are worried that their ballots aren't going to get counted. And it's just like one thing after another, and it's coming from the left, and it's coming from the right. But if we keep looking forward, all we can see is God, and all we can do is follow him and listen to him and know that we are winning. We have already won. That stuff, the devil is already defeated. We are winning, but we just have to let our faith work for us and not get caught up in all this stuff that's going on, because that's the trick of the enemy, is to get us caught up in all this stuff that's going on. What that means that that's going to take our focus off of God, and then we're going to be led down this dark path, you know, and trying to find our way out of this dark place. God has got it. He's got it. It's in his hands. He's the only one that can deal with all of this at once. We are not equipped to deal with a whole bunch of different situations at one time, but he is. And so that's why we have to give it all to him, give it all to him, all of it. He's going to work it out. Lord, you know, he does not want to see us suffer. But suffering can build us up. It can help us help others. It's not a suffering is not a bad thing if we just give it to the Lord. Lord, I'm going through this. Show me why I'm going through it, or show me what I'm supposed to learn from it. Just ask God to show us, show you, so that that way that thing that's going on won't overtake you, and it won't harden your heart, and that you'll continue to give God the glory and just praise him, because maybe he's using you to help someone else. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, beloved, I tell you, I thank God for this teaching today. And listen, I encourage all of you to always come with pen and paper, yes, even at 9 o'clock in the morning, because there's so much information that we give out, you know, and it's, well, it's not easy to remember it all, but remember that you can go back to our blog talk online and archive. All of these shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to them and get the scriptures and be built up by that. The 10 truths that we have shared with you today will help you deal with anxiety. You'll still be concerned about the problems you're facing, but by applying these simple truths, you can begin today to worry less and to trust God more. Corrie Ten Boom, she lived in a Nazi concentration camp, and she's written several books. But this is right here is a quote from her book. And when I read this quote, I was like, oh my goodness, yes, Lord, I got it, I got it, I got it. And the quote simply says, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, but it empties today of its strength." Listen to that. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, but it empties today of its strength. We can be so busy worried about what's going to happen, you know, in the future, what's going to happen tomorrow, that we don't spend time getting through today. We don't spend the time getting through the prayers for today, you know, that will be for tomorrow. We don't spend time giving God any praise and glory in the today. So instead of plotting how to avoid pain, try serving God in the freedom, taking whatever comes with grace and peace. You are his beloved child. He knows what you need and will take care of you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Beloved, you are never alone in these trials and tribulations. You are not alone. You may get discouraged in them, but you are not alone. Trust that God knows what he is doing. He knows what he's doing. Praise be unto God. Beloved, I do thank you and Minister Tabika, and I both thank y'all so much for being with us today here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. We look forward to seeing you again or hearing you. You know, I can see you in the spirit, but seeing you or hearing you again on next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Do not forget to share these broadcasts with others. Do not forget to tell others about Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Take care and God bless you. God bless you, my beloved co-host. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you too, beloved.
Amen. Amen. looks like our closing doesn't want to be closed.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.